This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think our position player group is really deep. I think it's, you know, it's fair to say right now those young players have come up and they're helping us right now. So yeah, I think that it's a, you know, we're probably like deeper position players than pitchers, but obviously I know we have the talent to make deals. I think that, you know, there's no doubt about that. I think ultimately we have to figure out what the price is and what's available, and I think we're just kind of early for that at this point.
That was Jed Hoyer ahead of last week's homestand. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The reason we bring up Jed Hoyer is because he was kind enough to join the Northside Territory podcast with Patrick Mooney and Sahadev Sharma. And I feel like it was really informative. It blew up our group thread for a couple of days, Marshall, when it came to just how much information I feel like we got.
You know what I love about Jed is whenever you get him in a non like press conference, but even sometimes even in the press conference situation, if it's like a group thing, he's just so real with it. He tells you what he could tell you. He's very polite. He's very like affable. I enjoyed listening to that podcast because I felt like he was really answering the questions as best he could. He wasn't trying to like hide information or anything. He was like, I'll be honest about what's going on right now. More importantly, what happened in the past. And it gives you a better sense of understanding how he's operating, which I think all people, fans, can appreciate because they're trying to get some insight into how a front office is making the decisions that they make.
Yeah, Jed will give you context. And there's not a lot of people who would do that because for whatever reason, maybe they had to change their story. Maybe they're protecting information. Maybe they had to, not necessarily it's nefarious, but just the interests of the organization. But Jed is consistent. He gives you context. So let's just start with the number one question, which is the situation we have in the market. Like, we're going to do a stalking segment on Adrian Hauser at 1 o'clock. You know that the White Sox are sellers, but that's one of very few teams in baseball. At this point, it might be one of just five. So let's listen to what Jed Hoyer thinks of the Cubs just being buyers and how many other teams are also in the same boat.
Well, certainly going to be buyers, and we're going to try to improve the team. I think it's hard to say now. I don't know, you know, what's going to present itself. Obviously, you want to do good deals, that, you know, deals that you feel like, you know, make sense for the organization this year and long term. You never want to take for granted where you are right now. I mean, I think that's ultimately the one thing that we know is where we are. But also, you know, you can't buy with no restrictions and then say we're going to do whatever, because, you know, that can be really damaging. So I think the biggest thing right now is sort of pushing our staff is be creative and come up with a lot of different ideas. You know, it's going to be an interesting market. I think it'll sort itself out over the next few weeks, but, you know, there's not a ton of obvious sellers right now. That might change, you know, as some teams realize it's not their, the odds aren't great for them. but it may be a year where you have to be a little bit more creative, because I do think the new playoff system, and I do think that the way the American League is set up this year could lead itself to fewer sellers, and therefore maybe you have to be creative in how you put a deal together.
How do you kind of balance the idea of, okay, maybe you want to be aggressive and add, but then also be patient and say, what if these teams start selling and we've made an aggressive move and now we don't have the assets to go get?
I'd say most of the conversations I've had this week with teams have been sort of what you just described, where teams acknowledge their position, but realize like, hey, we got, I don't know how many games exactly we have left, but we call it 20 games left, roughly, maybe a little bit more before the deadline. I'm going to wait and see where we stand in the last couple of days. I think that's a very common refrain right now. You know, there's a very small handful of teams in the obvious selling lane, and then there's a bunch of teams in that lane. And I think that that's going to be what really determines how the deadline feels. And so you're totally right. Like, jumping at a deal early, you know, you may look back and say, oh man, if I had known this team was going to end up selling, I would have positioned it differently. So I think that's going to be a real balance as we go forward.
So what stood out to me in that is because he's talking about the way they're approaching the deadline with almost an optionality standpoint, which is what you have to do. Not everybody in this town does that. Some people pick a lane and they just stay in that lane, whether it's good, bad, whatever, and they don't know how to pivot. He sounds like he's getting ready to pivot based on who's available. Why are you making that face at me, Layla?
You know why I'm making that face.
So
you know that this is summer league season.
So no, but for Jed Hoyer, he understands, and he mentioned the American League specifically.
Right.
When you look at the American League standings, the Orioles yesterday pull off a doubleheader sweep, which now has them 6.5 games out of a wild card spot. I'm not saying they're going to make a wild card like chase, but what I am saying is every team above the bottom three teams is either in playoff position or within 5 games of a playoff spot. That's 12 teams who are still very much not sellers.
No, it's true. And even when we talked about, say, Mitch Keller, we're wondering, oh, what's Pittsburgh going to do? Because when they fired their manager, they had a winning record at the time since he took over.
They lost 6 in a row, though, now.
Yeah, but when we were doing the segment originally.
Right.
And I feel like with the Orioles, it's the same thing. You know, they fire Brandon Hyde, and they've had a positive result since then as well. I don't necessarily know that the two are correlated. I think they're built to be talented. I tend to be a fan of Brandon Hyde. But the point is, teams have very much so a reason to not only think they're in it, but that they don't want to get rid of somebody who will help them the next year.
Right.
And that's what makes this hard, too. When it's so attainable, especially when you consider how wide open the AL is, when it's so attainable that you can make the playoffs and you can make that second wild card, then teams aren't going to necessarily be as flexible. Jed's right. You're going to have to do some creative accounting if you want to make a move.
I think it's the beautiful thing about baseball right now, which is reminding us more and more of the National Football League than anything else. Because here's some things we know. We know a baseball team can get to the playoffs, get hot, and go wherever. Because we've seen that multiple times with different iterations of that.
Jed's talked about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, and so just because you're cooked this year, hello, possibly Arizona Diamondbacks with the pitching injuries that they've suffered, or the Texas Rangers. If you're cooked this year, it doesn't mean you can't literally come back the next season and make a run to the World Series.
It's true. And then I feel like when you see how teams who win the World Series can drop off so much, you understand that there's going to be room for somebody else. He also talked about, Jed Hoyer did, with Sahado Sharma and Patrick Mooney, how the Isaac Paredes trade happened last year. Because we've talked about this. The Cubs have done a lot at the past two trade deadlines to try to address third base specifically. And in doing so, knew who they were going to be at the deadline. Let's listen to that.
I was talking to another team president the other day, and he sort of said that, like, hey, listen, this is the one time I know you've got 29 teams that are going to – other teams that are going to be, looking to do deals. And, sometimes, other times of the year, you don't know you have everyone's attention, I guess is the best way to say it, right? And I think this time of year, people get themselves into deal-making mode. And, sometimes those are deals that are clearly like, either a rental or a buy now for this team. But like, that was kind of what I did last year with Paredes, with Morel, was that it felt like a deal. We didn't have very high playoff odds last year at that time because of how we played early in the year. And we played great the last 3 months, but ultimately it wasn't enough. But, that was sort of a good example of a deal that was, it was like, hey, this is an active time. I had started talking to Tampa actually right around this time of year, and we ended up doing that deal towards the end. And that was a good example. I don't think for either team, that wasn't a typical deadline trade, right? Neither team had very high playoff odds, but it made sense for both sides to do it. So I do think that it's a time for activity. And I think that a lot of teams want to sort of, I don't want to say take advantage of that, but they want to be part of that action. And people get really creative this time of year. And I think that's a great thing.
Lights, camera, action. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Had to be done.
This is Rahimi and Harris. We're talking about Jed Hoyer's appearance earlier this year. Or excuse me, not earlier this
it was
year.
It was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, a couple of so, days
yeah,
ago.
7 years ago, no, last no. week.
In a certain time, if you will. But no, talking about his appearance on the Northside Territory podcast with Patrick Mooney and Sahado Sharma. And listen, the thing about the Isaac Paredes trade is, did it work out for the Cubs? No, but it was the right move. It was the right move.
They shot their shot.
Further confirmed by the fact that, who just got named an all-star replacement in the American League? Isaac Paredes. He's had a great season, 19 home runs for the Astros. Obviously, in getting him, they gave up Kyle Tucker, and he's also an all-star. Trades can be mutually beneficial for both parties.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like, again, I'm looking at the Garrett Crochet deal, at least right now, as one where you can see that play out. So yes, there's no question. Smaller deals, for sure. But unfortunately for the Cubs, it just didn't get them what they needed as a whole. The sum of the parts was okay, but as a whole, it didn't get them what they needed at the time to be able to make the playoffs. And because they had control with Paredes when they made that deal, they were able to help flip him for Kyle Tucker. That's the part of this too. I love a second generation of a trade. So I appreciate all of this when it came to the thought process. He also let us in on a nugget regarding the concept of sometimes buying when a player is like buy the dip. That's become a really common phrase now.
We do it in fantasy
finance.
All the time.
Exactly. I feel like Jed Hoyer did it when it came to certain known commodities. Sahado Sharma and Patrick Mooney asked him about that as well, and I thought it was a really good question.
The Cole Hamels deal, I learned a lesson on Justin Verlander the year before, where he was available in trade. His stuff was down. He didn't look good with Detroit. Whenever a player of that age has declining stuff, it's hard to, and then he went to Houston and immediately his stuff ticked up. And that's when it's like trying to balance the what is injury, what is age, what is I'm frustrated in this bad situation right now. And so the next year with Cole Hamels, we sort of didn't overthink it. You know, he was struggling and we went and got him, and the, like, felt like literally the minute he put our uniform on that year, he was dominant. And so I do think that's a little bit of the human factor sometimes. And you could go pretty poor making that bet over and over, you know? But I do think there's times that that bet can make sense with a veteran guy with that kind of track record. And certainly, like I said, Cole came in and immediately, you know, pitched fantastically down the stretch.
Shake them up. Roll the dice.
You know, it was also one of the biggest indicators of him doing exactly what Jed Hoyer said is, do you remember the last game he pitched before he got traded was a no-hitter?
You're talking about Cole Hamels?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got...
when he got traded from the Phillies, like, for example?
From the Phillies to the Rangers, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like, that is an indication to me of like, how he would perform. You know, like, that was another just indicator. Like, under stress, that guy just did not care.
Cole Hamels is one of the better pitchers of his generation. Just very good, solid pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Giving you 200-plus innings, multi-time all-star, and he helps several different teams in several different iterations.
But I wonder if that also went into Jed's evaluation of him when he was shopping for him as well.
Seeing what he had done in previous changing of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could definitely be a factor.
Or just like knowing you're up against the deadline and you're still just going to give him everything you've got.
Yeah, I think Cole Hamels is a winner, and he just wanted to win. But as a pitcher, you don't control a lot of the actual wins and losses.
Well, and as he described, it's a gamble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.